Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
And hey, guys, welcome back to the Cloud Crew Podcast. We're here, chilling. Just got done working. Also, we just seen a few NBA games finish for the opening season night. Opener. How cool. Now, we actually got to see the Lakers versus the Timberwolves, that I thought was pretty cool. On the Timberwolves side, they had Julius Randle on tonight that played pretty well. Having 16 points,
5 for 10, 50% shooting, 1 for 3 from the field, 33% from 3.
Yeah. And as always, you know, Anthony...
9 rebounds.
Yeah, Edwards went out, did his thing, man. He dropped 27, 6 rebounds, 3 assists.
He had to. It was that or lose bad because see down there, Anthony Davis has 36 points.
Yeah, no.
13 Anthony for 15 Davis free throw, 1 for 3 from 3, 11 for 23.
Rue and LeBron also did really good tonight, shooting really close. 7 for 14 and 7
Bronny
for 16.
Bronny got no points.
Nah, but, well, I don't know. Bronny
missed 2 field
got
goals.
Got 3 minutes, man. So, like, he kind of was in barely.
He got suited up with Bron tonight. I know they did the history thing tonight. He went in. I believe he shot a 3-pointer, missed it, and then he probably got 2 field goals after
Dude,
that.
Wow. I don't know why Austin Reeves is having a rough patch since preseason, man, but 0 for 5 is rough. Bro's I don't care about the 9 rebounds. Yeah, at least you hustled to try to make up for it. That's cool, but come on, man. 0 for 5 for 3? We can do better than that.
Bro's going to end up being, like, super overrated.
Ah, dude, that's crazy. I hope not. You know how many people go to the Lakers and turn out to be overrated?
Most players.
It hurts. The Lakers, I mean, it's rough. Especially when LeBron James there, man. You know, trying to have his last seasons. I'm just surprised AD hit a 3. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
Anthony Davis, I thought he stopped.
I wonder who passed it to him.
Bron. I guarantee it was probably Bron. I didn't actually get to see that. Now, I will say what's crazy is that Anthony Davis got fucking 16 rebounds and 3 blocks and a steal.
4 assists as well.
Yeah, dude was all over the boards, man. Crazy on defense. Already showing that maybe last year he should have got the Defensive Player of the Year. Just
oh, he,
he said it multiple times now.
Either he... Someone posterized Rudy this game. Can't remember who. And then I believe Ant did something disrespectful to Rudy somewhere in this game as well. Let me see if I can find anything.
You said Ant. You mean AD?
Yeah, I was referring... Ant. His name's Anthony as well. Oh. Just
well, when you said Ant, I was thinking, you know, Anthony Edwards. Little Ant-Man.
That's crazy.
Hey, man. Ant-Man shrinks and grows.
That's...
Just like a peen.
Oh, wow.
Just saying, I guess maybe it depends on how happy he is. You never know.
Oh.
True statement, man. It's hard to tell.
Oh.
But I will say, I think this preseason, not this preseason, but this game opening game here between the Lakers and the Timberwolves kind of shows that, one, maybe the Timberwolves shouldn't have gave Cat open. I mean, they got dominated down low and had no answers. I mean, got locked up. Several times.
Yeah.
God! That's a highlight. AD just...
That's the Rudy Gobert block, like, I was talking about.
Yeah, AD blocked the shit out of him. God! Get him out of here. I mean, he siphoned him, bro.
There was literally no chance.
Yeah, AD just flopped his balls on his face and kind of deal with it.
There's a lob. LeBron
with the lob. Yeah, that's going to happen. And
there's the suit up for the first time with both of them.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why they let Bronny play 3 minutes. He probably wasn't going to play really.
Absolutely not. Yeah, here's the block from a different angle.
Yeah. Just shows. Look at Gobert look down like, oh, God.
He knows that he's a fraud. There's no way he's not aware that he's a fraud.
No, he knows he's a fraud.
Biggest fraud in the fucking league.
Nah, the thing is, I don't even think he claims it himself. I think he just kind of goes with it. He's like, yeah, thanks, cool.
Nah, because he'd be talking shit all the time.
That's just because he's a dumbass. I don't think he talks shit because he thinks he's good. I think he talks shit because he gets pissed off. That's just basketball. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. That was to Jackson Hayes from D'Lo?
Yeah.
There were some nice highlight plays throughout this game.
No, they definitely had some nice highlight games. Ooh. Yeah, AD on the one-legged fader. Okay.
Wait, there's an 80 block to Bron score?
80.
Another block.
To Bronny. Bronny passed that. Bron passed.
Oh, Reeves. That's a nice little ball movement. I can't get out of the...
I just want to say...
I punched my keyboard just now.
What do you expect? I mean, I'm glad Lakers won this. I definitely I feel like in the next few games, we'll probably hopefully see LeBron still picking it up more. I'd like to see him averaging at least still 25 a game.
Yeah, that's... That is... Like,
LeBron will perform. Everybody knows.
Yeah,
it's his first game of the season. He's not really worried about it.
He's probably just trying to come out, get a feel.
Get AD hyped up is the main thing, man. Get his confidence up.
And
so that way he's not out there playing like a pussy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he gets to keep him from being fragile. If he starts playing fragile, then it's just going to...
He's going to be fragile. He's going to overthink it and actually tweak his shit, and it's going to fuck with him again.
Oh, yeah, tonight the Celtics put up their 18th banner ring ceremony and all that.
Yeah. Now, there was another game as well tonight that happened.
It was just the Knicks, Boston, Minnesota, and LA.
So, with the Bostons and the Knicks, I'd like to look at their kind of box scores.
Miles Bridges, he's a bust.
Who, Miles Bridges?
You should have saw it. His shot is so bad now.
2 for 7? He should not have changed his minus jumper. -33. It looks rough. I mean, he was 7 for 13, so although he wasn't hitting from 3...
Even with those scores...
At least he still...
With that scoring, he was still minus 33. There was only...
Oh, I don't... I think the minus 33 is because of the other team. If you look at the other team, they actually shot pretty well. Jason Tatum, 14 for 18, 8 for 11 for 3. Like, God, that's crazy.
There's only 3.
10 assists, man. 10 fucking assists from Jason Tatum. That's fucking insane. 37 points.
Karl Anthony Towns played, got 12 points.
Yeah. Cat, I mean, it's not bad, but he definitely needs to perform better.
Was,
if he's going
on a play. Porzingis on the floor tonight? Can you scroll?
Let's see here. Don't think he was. No.
It doesn't look like it, no.
Now, we see Al Horford. I like seeing Al Horford played, man. I that's something I do. Because Al Horford's one of those guys, like, he's a vet. He's somebody that you would have thought would have fallen off by now. And he still kind of stays relevant.
Yeah.
You definitely he would. Does his part. I will say that for the Celtics. Al Horford definitely does his part. I mean, he shot 3 for 5 for 3 and 4 for 7 from field goal. It's not bad. 11 points.
Not bad at all.
And let's see. We also had Holiday that was 7 for 9 for field goal. 4 for 6 for 3. Gosh. Honestly, shooting the lights out, man.
It's hard for you to play bad whenever you have a team like this around you.
Yeah.
If you are, which, with that being said, they only have 2 players who were minuses to them, and that's Tillman and Walsh.
Both guys have probably come off the bench, you know, trying to get some minutes in. Dude, even Derek White, man, 8 for 13 and 6 for 10. Gosh, 24 points. And Jaylen Brown was probably the worst shooting on the team, except for Tillman. But, I mean, Jaylen Brown didn't do bad, Ed. He was 5 for 9 for 3, and he was 7 for 18 from field goal with 23 points. So he still did really good. He had 7 rebounds. But, I mean, he technically was, out of their starters, their worst shooter. So it's, I think, definitely the Knicks as a young team didn't know how to handle a well-organized team like that.
I think so as well.
Now, I will say something that's not a surprise is seeing somebody like fucking, blah, 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 blah. What's his name? Now, fucking Kornet. For the fucking Celtics, I know that they brought him on to add some bench depth. We've seen them play him just a little bit there. At the end, I think that maybe having him in rotation, he's going to be able to develop a good character, kind of like Derek White did, especially with all the players that they have that they can get mentors from, you know?
Yeah.
Because although, like, I'm not a huge fan of Jason Tatum or the Celtics.
I'm not a fan at all.
I will give them the props that they can shoot and score.
They are, like, basketball fundamentally. They're, like, the best team of basketball fundamentally in the NBA. Like, just with the fundamentals of basketball.
Yeah, the fundamentals on top of, like, the organization itself, I mean...
Even though Celtics, it's complete dog shit, it's still, like... Their coaching staff is good. Everything else can the go way away.
I think it's the way, like, they set up...
they have Celtics the worst culture in the NBA, and it's really hard... to have the worst culture in the NBA, especially whenever you're one of the most popular teams in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
But your entire city's nothing but racist. Like, really bad.
I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you who I think the worst, like the fans are. The 76ers, man. They are awful. Even playing for them, you're expected to play differently. Like, dude, Embiid. That motherfucker.
Embiid's not allowed to be happy.
Yeah, because if they're not winning... and he's happy, the fans fuck him.
Like, if Embiid smiles on the court one time while they're down any more than 2 points, it's over for the next 2 months.
Facts. No.
They want him traded. They want him gone. They think he's Ben Simmons.
No, they had Ben Simmons. They know what Ben Simmons is like, and that's why they don't let people play like
to
Ben Simmons.
To be fair, they really... only had bad Ben Simmons for a short amount of time compared to how long they had good Ben Simmons.
Good Ben Simmons still isn't good. Good Ben Simmons was mid.
Yeah, but he was like, for the time period, there weren't a lot of great players then, so he was one of the better ones. A lot of better, like, guards have came into the league recently, I think. Because, like, his biggest competition, like, rookie-wise in the league at that time, around that time, was, like, Trae Young.
Ah, you're talking about for maybe, like, for of his caliber player.
Well, but yeah, no, that's for, what I'm saying.
Players of higher caliber, I definitely think there was more players. I definitely think there was...
I don't think Ben Simmons developed long enough in that high, like that higher caliber role that he was playing. I don't think he ever developed enough, and then he fell into that weird position that he fell into, and then you saw what the fuck happened to Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, one, got pressure and injuries, and just continued to not have any work ethic. Zion Williams will have the same effect if he doesn't stop being a lazy fat fuck.
That Cajun food goes hard.
Nah, Cajun food go hard. The only bad thing about his Cajun food, his fat ass be sitting there with his stripper shaking ass while he's eating the Cajun food, not doing anything else.
Real as fuck.
So, bro, just gaining weight. But, hey, he's been trying to cut. Hopefully, he keeps it up and gets back in shape.
When he leaves NOLA, that's all we need.
Oh, dude, if he would leave the Pelicans and go to a team with another real star. Like, I mean a real star.
So, wait, hold on. Send him to the Bulls with Lonzo if Lonzo does good this year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hear me out. So,
you trade him to the Levine.
Bull. No. Keep Levine.
Yeah, but Levine wants out, so like if they were to...
No. Levine don't want out no more. Levine wanted out because of DeRozan at the time. Because where they were both competing, man, for the like the main role, they continuously were butting heads, and they were always arguing and blaming the other for losing when one or the other would have a bad shooting streak. And no offense, Levine's the better 3-point shooter, so he should probably be shooting 3-ball. But now DeRozan, I believe, has a better post for sure. Levine's just kind of fancy in the post.
Levine is like body facing sprint at you type player. DeRozan's like a multifaceted player. He's okay, so DeRozan is extremely mid at everything, and that's what makes him a good player. He literally is mid at every single thing. He has no bad category. That's what I'm trying to say. They're all just mid. They're all okay. And that's what makes him a good player. He just fills every fundamental slot. To at least an okay extent. There's nothing he does bad, but there's some things he does better than the others. That's why DeRozan's such a good player. Zach LaVine is a good player because he's athletic.
He's athletic, and he can shoot the ball.
Has no work ethic, has...
No, he, dude, no offense. The way Zach LaVine was brought up, bro, dude, he's a pretty boy. He go through, he just does throw up some shots. He reminds me more of like LaMelo style player. Just somebody that likes to go play, man. Go do his thing, rock out, and show up.
I hate those types of players sometimes, I'm not gonna lie to you. In the league, at least. No place in the league.
It's because they're goofy. And they don't take things serious.
It's just, if you're really gonna take up a roster spot in the league, and right now, like, there's a lot of players who are getting booted out of the league because it's just overfilled. So if you're taking up one of those roster spots and your mindset isn't, I want to win, leave. You don't belong here. You're not.
He just said, you're not an NBA.
You're like, everybody who, like, actually is here and is actually winning, if you listen to any of their stories, they wanted this shit. Like, it's all they wanted. Like, Bron's story is, he wanted to play ball and get his family figured out. That's his entire story. He wanted to play ball and make it out. It's the same with KD. He wanted to take care of his mom. He wanted to play ball and take care of his mom. They all like wanted to play ball. They wanted to make ball their shit. And then you have entitled players like these pretty boys. Zach LaVine, I guess, is an example. He was just the most recent person we talked about, so I'm taking a shot. He feels entitled to his role, and he feels like, because he's gifted at the game, he doesn't have to put in any amount of work, and he can just ride it out and get money. But he's gonna end up in positions where teams don't want him, because you have to realize his trade market for the last year, 2 years, zero teams. No teams interested. Not one. Not the worst team in the league was interested in him. Guess who they showed interest in players. They need players. The Wizards, they show interest in all types of player, every single role. and they didn't even want Zach LaVine, a high caliber player, just because, nah, who the fuck wants someone with that type of mindset?
No, I think Zach LaVine, don't get me wrong, I like how he plays. I actually do.
I think he's fun to watch. Enjoy playing. Absolutely. He's one of the most fun to watch players because he's flashy and he's athletic and he catches your attention, but his mindset's the worst type of mindset.
No, it definitely is, especially for if you're winning a championship caliber team. But no offense, if you think about who the Bulls really are, after Michael Jordan, they were more set on the money. So
yeah, a lot of the players on that team, though, want to win. Like Lonzo, you already know he wants to win. He has something to prove at this point coming off of injury.
Lonzo at first wanted to prove.
Yeah.
That was Lonzo's first goal when he got to the Bulls. And we have seen improvement, but now we need to find out how the team is going to progress from here.
It's legacy building.
They need a leader. Who's going to step up?
Oh, that's something else Zach LaVine just doesn't do. He's not a leader.
Zach LaVine's not your leader.
He does not.
Zach LaVine is like a Kyrie for a LeBron. If you can get a LeBron-style player, Zach LaVine needs to learn to fall in line.
Like, Lonzo leads 100 times better than Zach LaVine, and we've barely seen Lonzo lead teams.
No offense, I don't remember Lonzo leading the team.
I've watched him mostly lead high school and college teams.
That's true. High school teams we have, but in the NBA, the closest I'd say to leading was probably the Pelicans for Lonzo.
He ran their offense a lot. He did run a bit of offense during his time on the Bulls.
Well, the time on the Bulls,
he didn't have a lot of time on the Bulls.
He ran the ball a little bit at from, but you gotta think at the same time, they were at this giving the ball to DeRozan and LaVine, because that's when they were first hot in, and they were also making sure Valanciunas got his touches. Is that right, Vucevic.
Vucevic?
Yeah.
Nick Vucevic. I know who you're talking about. Everybody else will know who you're talking about
too. Yeah. Y'all know who he is.
There's so many names, and they're really hard to remember.
He's the one that...
And we're smoking.
Is kind of like a ripoff of Jokic. Plays for the Bulls. Is this number 22? I don't know. Anyway, guys, listen, he's not a bad player. He's like a double-double style player, rebounding and slight scoring, you know.
They don't play the fucking Bulls a single time this year? What the fuck? Damn. They really don't play the Bulls once this year.
They said the Bulls are washed.
That's crazy.
They said, well, we'll replay them. LeBron just and said, nah, to help hurt Michael Jordan's career, we're just never going to play their team.
Never again. Fuck y'all.
The team he wanted to play against? Never.
I'm trying to get to the roster.
Oh, the Bulls roster?
Yeah, so Lonzo's back.
Go down.
Vucevic.
There we go.
Nikola Vucevic. He's 6'11". He's from USC. His contract's worth $20 million. What the fuck?
No, he's actually low-key underrated.
Lonzo
as a
gets
center.
Paid more than you, stupid.
If he gets, if he's healthy next year, man.
Javon Carter gets $6.5 million. Good for you, Javon.
If we can keep a healthy Vucevic or get a healthy Vucevic pair with Lonzo and have another player.
Never mind, guys. I don't want the Bulls to go anywhere. Not until they get rid of the Giddler. I forgot he was on the team.
Listen. The Giddler, the reason they got him was to replace Lonzo.
They're not.
Lonzo just came back, and the Giddler's going to have some problems.
They have him listed as a shooting guard, and
Lonzo
is a
point
guard. Do
you think they're
going to
sword fight for the position?
No, because they have him listed as a shooting guard, and Lonzo listed as a point guard. So that means he'll be fighting with Zach LaVine.
Or they'll play Zach LaVine at small forward.
But look at how many other options. Look at how many shooting guard options they have. They have these three and LaVine and then the Giddler. If the Bulls win a championship with Giddy on their team, it doesn't exist. It didn't happen. It was a fake Mickey Mouse ring. It didn't happen. We can't acknowledge it. We can't acknowledge a Josh Giddy ring. If he ever wins a ring, it's
That
fake.
Would be like Diddy getting the prize.
That would be like Diddy, winning
the
Super Bowl.
Getting the prize.
That Diddy winning the Super Bowl. That would be what that is. And that's my final thoughts. Talon Horton Tucker's not getting paid a dime.
No, so it's contract.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes.
In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
From previous.
Normally they still list your salary, no?
No, not always. Not on the website.
Who the fuck's getting fucked here? Julian Phillips. I mean, I don't know who you are, so that makes sense.
If you don't know who the fuck they are, why are you asking?
I hadn't read the name yet.
Why are you asking me? No, they really do need to get rid of some guards, man. They have a fuck ton of guards.
Why was I on the... I was trying to look at another roster.
Hold on, wait. Go. Just, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
They have 8 guards
on
their roster.
8 goddamn guards, bro. What the fuck?
Let's see
that
if
is half your roster.
I planned on going to look at another roster real quick. Let's see if they just subsequently have more guards or okay. By chance.
Use like, the Golden State Warriors. They're a good example. They're a guard-oriented team. You know?
The roster. Let's look at the Warriors roster. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have 7. They have one less.
Why is he just a G, not a SG? Or
maybe
a
because he plays like split.
But then normally they still list them as one or the other, and they.
No one's listed like that, to be fair. This guy's just a forward. This guy's, I mean, a center is just a center, let's be
real. Yeah, but I mean,
but like, this guy's also just a forward. Like, he probably plays power. Do you ever see Kevin Looney playing small and power?
No, not small. He normally plays center or power forward.
Okay, so he has, that's probably how it is. Then there's probably multiple roles, center, forward. But they probably don't know how to abbreviate it on their website. Since no one has dual roles, everybody that isn't just a single role has just a random letter.
Oh my gosh.
So they're just confused on the ESPN website. They don't know what they're doing.
That's a shame, bro. That's just bad.
Listen, I could fix this right now. Like, all they would have to do...
Stop. Don't take apart their shit. Don't take apart their shit. He's over here fucking with their website. Stop it.
They literally would have to put a slash... and a C. That's all. It's literally text. It's text. They would put /C after that, and that would solve that dilemma.
It's not going to happen, because
I can fix it in 32 seconds.
They didn't care enough, man. They didn't care about people on the ESPN website.
I hate them. Hope they die.
Go leave a bad email review or something, man. I don't know.
I'm sending a picture of my butthole.
I mean, that's even worse. If you send me a picture of your butthole, I'd rather have a bad review.
5, 6, 7, 8. Wait, what are you doing?
Are you looking at another team?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The fucking Mavericks have the same amount of guards.
Yeah, probably. If you notice, they both have a dominant big, though. Like an actual bigger big. Like, they have...
I forgot
Vucevic, and they have... What?
I forgot Dinwiddie was on this team.
You didn't know Spencer Dinwiddie
was forgot he was there. Like, I knew he went somewhere.
He's their sixth man. Yeah, he got the sixth man going on.
They should probably swap up who their sixth man is.
Why? You gonna take Clay out?
Yes, I am, actually. In his this is something I guess we can touch on since sports is what we're talking about. Klay Thompson scored less than Bronny James in the NBA preseason.
Bronny James had a 17-point game.
Yep. And Klay, scored a total of 21 points, I think, in the preseason. Bronny James, 25. To be outscored by the worst prospect in NBA draft history.
Oh, God, poor Bronny. You just corrupted all of his hopes and dreams.
Did you see?
Do you know how bad his...
Okay, he has a normal number 55 stat line. He's LeBron James' son. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. He plays like a 55 overall draft pick. Give me the fucking cart, goddammit.
Exactly. He plays what he came in at. He's doing his best. Nah. I'm just making fun of him.
He should be doing way better, bro. He had the best developmental in the world behind him from day one.
Bro gets in his feelings about people saying he's trash because he's not living up to LeBron. Bro, shut up. Get in your bag and show us, bro. Show us why you really here, bro. Don't say you good and that it's just that you're nervous, bro. Nobody care. If you just gonna be nervous, then you just can't perform. Sorry to tell you. That's 100% fact. And I think that's something they need to break in with Dr. Connect as well.
Nah, Connect, though, went off in that preseason.
That's what I'm saying. But Connect can shoot. So Connect needs to get out of his head. Don't let the players get in their head.
I just took a double blinker on this.
Oh, I got you. So, like, both at the same time? So I'm going to hit them both at the same time.
Yeah, no, I blinked this one, let the blink turn off, and blinked it again without ever exhaling. It hurt. My lungs barely had the capacity. It felt necessary. My jaw, it feels kind of numb now. Nice. That's after effects of his blink. He'll be alright.
I blinked two cards over. I blinked them both at the same time.
Let's make some predictions. Let's see who plays tomorrow. What is tomorrow?
You mean today?
Wednesday. Oh. What is up for Wednesday? Wednesday matchups, we have Indiana at Detroit. Who do you think's winning that game? Indiana, obviously.
Indiana.
That's a no contest type of decision.
No. You don't actually... I'm not going to lie to you. I'll play devil's advocate here.
You're going to say Detroit Cade. Just to be different?
No. Because Cade, I'm not going to lie to you. I think where this isn't a game to, like, really matter, watch Cade fucking pop off. I'm just having a feeling... I say the Pistons are going to win because it's a game that doesn't matter, and they're the fucking Pistons. This is the only game they might win because the fucking Pacers don't care for the first game either. No offense. You think fucking Halliburton is up there working his ass off? Nah, I seen the bro literally posted on his story with baddies sitting there air talking all this bullshit. He's out there partying. He don't give a fuck about this first game.
So you're saying Detroit?
Yep.
You know what?
And I'm saying Cade is dropping points.
I'm playing buckets. I'll play your devil's advocate too. I'm gonna go with Detroit just for the sheer fact that Halliburton was a bust in the Olympics, and I don't want to have faith in him.
Halliburton's bust. Got you. All right, guys. We're predicting fuck the Pacers.
First game, Pacers lose to the worst team in the NBA. Anyways, what do you think about the Brooklyn and Atlanta game? Both teams extremely mid. They're both very, very mid.
I'll be honest with you.
Atlanta's probably. They got the better draft picks. Plus, like...
As much as I hate Trae Young... Better chemistry.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons not gonna fucking do shit.
Yeah, as much as I don't like Trae Young...
Fuck Ben Simmons.
Trae Young is better than the entire Brooklyn Nets roster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, easily. He's a better player.
That Goomba-looking-ass motherfucker.
That Q-tip, bro.
Bro, let me tell you. The most washed player Ben Simmons is not going to carry the
Ben Simmons
minutes.
Puts up 35 points, 17 rebounds, 18 assists.
If Ben Simmons drops 30 points, I will fucking...
He puts up prime Russ numbers.
I'll buy an official Ben Simmons jersey.
And we're hanging it on the wall.
Glass
case in the wall. Yeah,
no, like, my right God. There. It'll be the dumbest thing ever.
It'll always be in the background of our recordings because it's going right there.
Gotcha. Definitely. No.
If Ben Simmons scores 30 points any game this season.
No, I was just talking about that.
I'll do it if he does it at all this season.
He said first.
Do you know what his highest scored game was last season?
I don't know if his highest in his career goes too far above 30. I don't think he's ever had a game.
42.
His highest
scored game was 42 ever.
A shame. What's his second highest game?
I want to know what his highest scored game in 2023 was 22. He was 8 points off of 30 points in 2022. I believe he averaged maybe 6 points that season. So, if he gets 30 points this season in any game, he's getting his jersey put right there. Okay. His Philadelphia and his Brooklyn one.
Oh, no. I'd take the Brooklyn one over the Philadelphia. Just because I like the Brooklyn jerseys.
Simmons, I'm going to get one of the alt ones. If I get one of Philly's, it'll be one of the alternate ones. One of the ones that look nice. Okay. I'm not going to get one of those ugly-ass white ones. The dark blue ones aren't horrible, but blue's not my taste.
They're not bad. But the white ones, I mean, I'm just not one for the white.
Me either.
I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't like them. What? Why'd you smack him?
Bro,
I just see him smack his cranium like he looked at
bro,
me.
Bro fucking closed the only important tab. He managed to click on all the wrong tabs.
Open, man.
It's the only tab we needed. What about Orlando and Miami? I don't know. Paolo's a really good player.
Miami's
probably still gonna win. Miami's gonna show. But like, I feel like it's gonna be close for some reason.
To Miami. Now, I'll tell you the next game's actually gonna be a lot closer. The Milwaukee Bucks and the 76ers.
It depends on who's playing.
Oh, bro. You know Giannis and Dame. If both of them are playing and both PG and Embiid are playing, this is going to be a game. I think it'll be a heated game. Giannis and Embiid going to be knocking nuts on each other. You're going to have simply just PG down there getting mad.
Well,
he's gonna get mad because Dame's gonna splash that shit from deep again in his mouth.
Middleton won't be playing, and both Embiid and George will not be playing.
Well, it looks like the 76ers will be taking it
out. That's unfortunate for them. The only two players that need to be playing aren't going to be playing together until the 27th. That's the day Embiid comes back. George will be back in 2 days on the 25th. However, that means nothing for today, tomorrow's game, not today's. So, rest in peace, the 76ers game won. They're losing to Giannis Antetokounmpo, Mr. Run and Jump Man.
I don't even know if even if Giannis don't play, bro.
His return date. His return date's today.
Still got Dame. No, it's his game. Dame. Day to day, they said though.
Dame last year just pissed me off. If he doesn't come out this year and drop 30 points every fucking game, I will never root for Dame again.
If he drops 26 points a game, that's good.
I'll take it. I'm gonna be a little angry at him.
Gotta remember,
still.
He's sharing the ball with Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's not just carrying the team anymore, man.
Still, they both should have around 30 every game.
Steph averaged 30 this season.
He had 27.
Exactly. And that man is carrying the team.
26. I was going to go look at their whole team stats, but I don't feel like typing that in. I was looking at something. Oh, the Cavs-Raptors. That's what I was pulling up.
You.
Amani Bates isn't playing.
You.
Max Strus isn't playing. Kelly Olynyk isn't playing.
I just don't
Me
like
either.
The Raptors, man.
RJ Barrett and Olynyk aren't playing for them, so...
When they got the ring, I hated the NBA.
I just hate Kawhi Leonard. I just want to see him fail.
Oh, that's why he's always injured.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's indefinitely out for this NBA season, so. Nice. I think that the Cavs will win this game. Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell does his thing.
Spits down their throat.
Jared Allen's going to do his thing. They still got...
I mean, ESPN even has a 69% chance of Cleveland winning over there. And that's... Yeah,
dude, hey, guys, this is the game right here. You go on your little betting app and go click.
Yeah, thanks. You don't even have to think about that one. It's Cleveland. And yeah, you should have like Donovan Mitchell scoring 30.
Some weird...
In your parlay... Cleveland winning by 20, Donovan Mitchell scoring 30. Run both of those in your parlay, you're hitting.
You're going to say that and watch them get trashed now. You just jinxed the show. It's not my fucking fault. That's the one thing Steve Adams never mentioned is the parlay. They never mention a parlay.
Oh, fuck. LaMelo's back.
Yeah, no. He's playing, and he's going to be playing with his double braces.
And it looks like they are predicted to lose.
To the Rockets. Because they don't play Sirius, and I mean,
I know Steve Adams Rockets. That was a joke. Because we always like hype up Steve Adams, so it's just like.
No, I like Steve Adams.
I do too.
I like Aquaman. He's just not like.
He's just not like his biggest threat as I made him sound in that statement.
Yeah. Like, he's a rebounder. He's what? A strong ass rebounder. Oh, he's Aquaman.
Let's go. Zion comes back tonight, today, tomorrow. That was really hard for me. He plays against the Bulls. The Giddler's going to be all there.
Giddy's going
to get it's going to be Alonzo versus Zion.
I'll be honest with you. I see the Pelicans winning if they have Zion and Ingram in. If they have Zion, Ingram, and I mean, you got to think, they got CJ as well. I see the Pelicans winning. No offense, I just don't want the Giddy to win.
I don't want Giddy to win, but I want Lonzo to win.
I like Lonzo right now. Lonzo's been playing really well.
Like, if Lonzo wins, I'm happy.
Before but Lonzo like, got hurt, it's who I want to see.
A Lonzo win is a Giddy win. So, like, for Lonzo to get a ring right now, Giddy would have to get a ring, and no. I'm not okay with that. Yeah. The trade deadline is not over, please.
Oh, yeah.
Please, Lonzo.
Oh, yeah.
Leave.
Hey, I tell you what. Let's just make a huge thing and say, trade the Giddler, Bulls. Trade the Giddler. Give us somebody good. Who's a good player? Who do you want? Who do you want? Who would be a good suit for the Bulls, man? To lead a Bulls team with Lonzo and Vucevic.
Dame?
No. I don't see it, man.
I could.
I don't think he...
But it would be Dame at the shooting. He couldn't run point. I would think they would have to run Lonzo point because they would have to make Lonzo... So you're playing Dame off ball? Yeah, because Dame's a shooter.
But Dame's also primary ball. He plays on ball a lot.
Yeah, but like...
So if now you're taking away part of Dame's
One of bag. Lonzo's best bags, though, is his passing ability. So we let Lonzo pass to him and let Dame handle the ball off the passes, and we have a bag there. But that's assuming they keep a big.
I think it's a weird setup, though.
I think it's weird. It would be an adapting process for both parties, but they would both excel if they adapt. I think they would
either need an actual shooting guard or some type of small forward.
I think a small forward. I really do think Dame could excel in the shooting guard position. That's kind of how Lonzo just plays. He plays as a point guard. I mean, he has that catch and shoot shit, but he passes.
I know this would never happen. The unlikelihood. Devin Booker. I like seeing Devin Booker play off the ball. And no offense,
throw you know Steph's.
Let Lonzo run the ball and give it to D-Book.
Steph's been making noise about potentially wanting out of the Warriors. Throw him down there.
Oh.
Let him run the Bulls.
Oh. Wait. We want a Steph Curry Bull.
Yeah.
We want a Bull Steph Curry.
Why not?
I want to be honest with you. The jersey would look crazy. It'd look fake. It'd look so fake.
But he'd look insane in it.
He would. No. The black and red would go crazy. Imagine he's dropping that deep ass fucking
the new
half Curry, court three.
The new in Curry a red. Colorways would go crazy.
Dude, 100%. I'm going to be honest with you. Sales would go crazy. The Bulls would go crazy. the Bulls would think they would have a chance for a ring again. Because one, they would have both Vucevic, a nice center, down low.
2022 snaps prove that they do have a chance for a ring.
Okay, guys.
Bro carried the entire NBA on his shoulders and beat the Celtics in the finals in 2022.
What we need to do now, we need to promote this. We need to get the word out. Send Steph to the Bulls with Lonzo and Vucevic, man. Imagine that team.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I mean, screw it. Bring fucking Draymond Green down. He'll run the bench. Throw him on the bench with his lazy ass. Let him coach up Vucevic a little. Fuck, I don't know. Vucevic is, like, in his 20s. Yeah. He's still young for him to be playing, like, as good as he is. Like, he's actually a solid center. He plays, like, 20 points, like, 18 to 20 points a game type shit. He gets, like, 8 to 12 rebounds normally, you know.
I like Vucevic.
I think he's a good center. I really do when he's healthy. So I can imagine a 3-point threat being something to add that can make that team excel for sure. Now, I'll tell you something that I would hate to see.
Ooh, you want to know a hypothetical trade that would shake the entirety of the Lakers? Well,
obviously, I'm talking about a Lakers trade now, but that would shake the whole NBA. If you took, I'm going to put two point guards in rotation here, because I think either of them would do the job. Steph, obviously, would do the job. But if you gave the Lakers somebody like, I don't know, Dame or even Lonzo back? I think they'd have a chance, like a 40 to 50% ring and chance increase.
Oh yeah, if you would get Dame or Lonzo on the onto the Lakers, that would be a great team. I would be okay with giving up D'Lo, give up Austin Reeves if you need, or Rue. I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with it.
I agree.
And no offense, that puts us in a position to win a ring, because now you have Anthony Davis getting boards for them, you know, spacing out the floor. You got somebody down low playing hardcore defense and somebody up top playing lock-in perimeter and splashing them threes. And then you have LeBron James, you know, using his knowledge, man, setting up the floor, running the offense.
Earlier, it was reported by Shams that Bron is expected to play out these next 2 years, and it's also expected for a hypothetical third year, but he's not expected to play anything past three. Like, he's giving hints of three, but he's also giving hints that if he does play three, three will be it.
I think he'll play three and possibly another. It all depends. I mean, I try to take it year by year. I'll be honest with you. I see LeBron playing next year, and I see him playing 3 years from now. So I think when he mentioned that he felt like he had a lot left in the tank, it was him hinting that he could take on another potential contract.
Yeah.
So, I think it's something to look forward to. But, hey, guys, we definitely appreciate y'all tuning in. Continue to do so. Keep running it up. Here recently, we're pushing close to 6,000 downloads.
We're a little over 5,800.
So, we thank y'all. Just keep it up. Go check out the socials. I'm working on putting some of the sounds over some of our game editing. So y'all can actually listen to some of the podcasts on our TikTok as well, instead of me just using the promotional videos. But I hope y'all have a wonderful night, and tune in next time.
Later, guys.
Hiya.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.